The first man, the young man that we have on tonight, I think the world of. I've told him that several times, and he joins us right now, DJ Weaver from Houston, Texas, who will be playing for the Arkansas Hawks this weekend. What's up, DJ?
Hey, Coach. It's good to be here.
Well, what's it like playing with the Arkansas Hawks? I know when I talked to you at Real Deal on the Rock, you seem to really be liking it, DJ.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I got to enjoy having high-class players around me and actually being able to sit back and just enjoy the game and not treat it much like having to carry around. Well, just, you know, having to uplift a lot more players. Instead, now I have to just contribute with the uplifting.
Obviously, you do a good job of that. Talk about your upbringing, because I know you've been raised the right way. You're the ultimate teammate. Obviously, you want to get your minutes and you want to contribute to the team, but your first thought is the team itself.
Well, in my family's way of thinking, no one depends on each other. No one's dependent. In our family, mom doesn't have to depend on me. Grandma doesn't have to depend on mom. My sister doesn't have to depend on anybody. My aunts and uncles don't have to depend on people. And they've been through their own hardships, whether it's by themselves or with their companions. So me, I just thought I'd take a kind of a different route. I don't want to depend on people, but I want people to be dependent on me. And that's why I like being a team player, because that means that the team can either revolve around me, or whenever I'm in, they know that they can depend on me.
You know, DJ, you had some adversity, obviously, the last year when you had the ACL injury, but it seems like, obviously, you came back pretty good from that injury. You helped lead Houston Cypress to the state title, 6A state title, and you definitely was a big role in that. Just talk about the process of overcoming that injury, not only physically but mentally.
Well, overcoming it's not that it took time, it took effort. Overcoming what happened to me, many others can also overcome it. The thing about it that is probably so intriguing to most is just, how were you even able to overcome it in the first place? Versus, you know, oh my God, how long have you been out? Or has it been like months, weeks, days? Instead, they're more focused on just, how are you now? How are you going through this? And, well, it's a tough process. It takes more for you to even go through each day than to just go through it the entire time.
And what was the main thing that you learned about yourself through the whole time, DJ? Because obviously when you go through adversity, I'm a firm believer that you come out stronger.
What I learned about myself is that I know that I have potential. Each workout I felt stronger. Each workout I saw an improvement. Because I've seen that they've taken other people longer to actually see their improvements and the development. But for me, every rehab session, I noticed my leg getting stronger. Every workout, I noticed I was a little quicker, a little more stronger, a little more faster. And I think that's the main thing I learned about myself throughout this entire process.
First time I was able to see you was at the Arkansas Elite Camp about two years ago or so. And the thing that amazed me, and you were a freshman at the time, it was – obviously, your skill level at that time, but also the way you conducted yourself. You've been to Arkansas several times. You got your offer back in the fall from Coach Anderson during a one-on-one session. Just talk about what you like about the program.
I like how the program builds underdogs and those who aren't, you know, ranked and such, and develops them into athletes that are NBA material, can be great men in society. And I love how, even though everyone isn't from the same, cut from the same cloth, they all can be put into the same bowl and be stirred correctly. And Coach Mike stirs everyone correctly to the point where it all works out, like how we almost beat UNC, which to most people would have been an upset.
No doubt, no doubt. What was your thinking about the, you know, a lot of people don't like to focus on the officiating, but the Arkansas fans definitely focused on the officiating after that game. What did you think about the officiating?
Well, to me, I leave that stuff alone. I try to be the ref's friend, so if they just officiate, I let them do their job, because usually I'm not the one that's getting called on. I've been fouled out a lot of games in my time, and it's usually for things that I have actually done wrong. But throughout that game, what I saw, there were some questionable calls, but, you know, we still had a chance to win. The game went in the way it went, and that's just the end of it.
How do you deal with a bad call? You seem to have such composure on the court, but how do you deal with it when you know that, you know, that maybe that was a blown call that went against you?
Well, I remember the reason I think you see me as composed is because I've seen Mike Conley Jr. as composed. I've read up articles about how he has one of the strangest records of all time. He's never had a technical foul. And I look at that at an early age, even before that article went out. I just know from, you know, just watching NBA players in their games, and I've seen how Michael is all crazy over refs, and I just thought, you know, instead of having to, you know, put my face in a ref's face in order to make a point, why don't I just reason with him? And they can tell me what they saw so I know what I can fix, even if it's a bad call. Because then they can think about their call, and maybe the next time they won't actually make that kind of bad call again, because they'll know that they were in the wrong.
You know how to win people over, DJ, no doubt. That's a good answer. Your teammates, the Arkansas Hikes, like I said, you guys will be playing in Dallas in an Adidas event this weekend. When do you get into Dallas?
Repeat?
When do you get into Dallas for the Adidas event?
I get in Friday. My flight's around, I think, 4:30. The first game is around 6 or 7 p.m. I'm not sure who we play, though.
It doesn't really matter, does it? You guys are going to take care of business, right?
That's the plan. I mean, if everyone had to care about who they played against, there'd be too many rivalries.
No doubt, no doubt. Coach Ingram, what's he like to be coached by?
Oh, what's it like being coached by Coach Ingram?
Uh-huh.
Repeat? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, Coach Ingram, what's he like, you know, on the bench, practice? I know he can be very demanding, which obviously success has been a result of that.
Oh, Coach Ingram, he has a persona. When you see him walk onto the court, you know someone's messed up, and they're going to get the big gist of it. And I think that's the cool thing about him, is that he lets you know up front in your face what you did is wrong, but then he, after practice, he gets kind and nice, and he's like, yo, about earlier, and he gives you, you know, a little rundown, gives kind of reasons with you, and you feel like this guy cares about me. And because I've talked with Coach, I've had him in my face before. He's been upfront, personal, and he's yelled at me. But after practice, I'm driving with him in his car, and he's, you know, giving me the gist of why he had those feelings and why he's so demanding of me. I'm actually glad he's the way he is, because I remember the beginning, he didn't get on me as much. They were all a little bit nervous about my leg and how it was, and so practices, you know, I wasn't getting on as much. And when we were at the real deal, Coach didn't have much to, you know, scold me about. Now, recently that I've been back, he's had a little bit more to talk to me about, and I asked him why, and he told me, you know, I expect more from you now, so I need more out of you. That's why I'm getting on you more, and I like that.
Yeah, that was another good answer. I always enjoy talking to you, DJ. We're almost out of time. A quick Q&A. Favorite meal?
Favorite meal? I call it the grilled seafood combo. It's blackened fish and grilled shrimp with dirty rice, french fries, or garlic bread and some lemon.
Ooh, DJ,
that lemon.
DJ Weaver will never, ever eat what?
I will never, ever, ever, ever eat peppers, onions, and or tomatoes.
Now, I'm with you on the onions, DJ. Hey, DJ, we're out of time. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck in Dallas.
All right. Thank you, man.